News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, from today, women between the ages of 17 and now 35 will be eligible for free contraception. Monaghan-based GP Dr. Ilona Duffy joins us. Do you welcome this extension, Ilona?
We're delighted as a group of GPs to welcome this extension. It's something that we've agitated for a long time. As you may be aware, the scheme started in September 22 and has slowly been kind of gradually including more and more women. And as you just rightly said there, now all women up to and including the age of 35 will be covered to have their contraceptive needs met for free.
Do you like to see it expanded into to all age groups?
Well, I think contraceptive needs don't end at 35, so the hope is that this will continue to be expanded. And again, as the Minister has said, you know, contraception, while it is for contraception, also has other benefits. It helps women who have problems with their periods, such as heavy periods, painful periods, and also it can provide part of the menopause programme and the menopause treatment that women require too. So I think it's really important that we continue to increase this, and we know that the menopause, the average age is 51, so therefore women potentially have the ability to get pregnant well beyond the age of 35, so we have to allow for that and to protect them and provide for those contraceptive needs as well.
I'm kind of wary as a man asking this question, but what do you say to people who've made the argument that says, you know, we really shouldn't be subsidising very well-off people for their contraception? You know, there's lots of people who can well afford it and that we shouldn't be subsidising it. That maybe if you gave it out with medical cards, for example, it would be a much fairer, progressive way of doing things.
Well, I think, you know, that is an argument that can be made, but it's not a fair argument because there are many women, we know younger women especially, who would find it a challenge to pay for the contraception, perhaps not pick the one that's right for them. So many of younger women who, when they are choosing, will choose what's called a LARC, a long-acting contraception, so something like the bar on the arm, the implanon, or a coil, a marina, or like that. So again, it's about safe contraception. It's about ensuring that we're seeing a reduction in unwanted pregnancies. And we've already seen from the data that there has been a rise in terminations of pregnancy, and which can be a very traumatic and emotional and difficult time for women. So we want to allow that to be prevented and ensure that those who don't want to get pregnant don't get pregnant. And we can't have cost as a barrier, which, as we know to date, it has been for many women. And that's women, not just young women, but older women as well.
Okay, we will leave it there. Ilona Duffy, Monaghan-based GP, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.